Presenting this week's story. Mom and Dad, Why Did My Choices Vanish? Part 2.
Why did your choices vanish, Anne? Well, I have no quickie answer for you. Examine yourself and what is happening around you. Remember, to place blame on someone else may make you a helpless victim. A good question is, what can you do? We have talked about how Kobe Bryant's slam dunks were based on choice and hard work. He made a choice at age 13 to become the best basketball player he could be. Morning and night, he learned strategies for the game and making baskets from vital spots all over the basketball court. His initial choice was often challenged. He had to learn how to not be diverted. How about you, Anne? What choices have you made that require focus and work?
Dad, what do you think?
Anne, you have always been determined and creative, but you struggle making a choice. Make it and pursue it, whether the issue is health, school, finances, a job, or friends. Evaluate what is a wise decision. Take seriously that God has a plan for your life.
Mom, do you remember when we were talking about losing choices? You shared how you made a choice to build love. One day, your choice caused you to make deep-fried donuts for me and our family. It required changes that day that did not fit easily into your schedule. But I felt your commitment to loving me as we talked and ate donuts. You talked to me about Moses and the Jews escaped from slavery in Egypt. They had problems with choices. The Bible advises us to learn from them. What have you learned from them, Dad? I know that the agonizing choices forced upon Moses affected nations. He went from being a Jewish baby, rescued from execution, and raised by an Egyptian princess, to living in a desert 40 years as a shepherd to escape Egypt's Pharaoh. He returned to Egypt because God commanded him to lead the Jews out of Egypt.
I have learned many lessons from them. Moses had no desire to obey that command, but God's mighty assistance guided Moses. After terrifying plagues, Pharaoh and his Egyptians told the Jews, "Leave Egypt. Take your families, your animals, all your belongings." 3 million people hurriedly left Egypt. When they reached the Red Sea, God parted the waters and they crossed. Pharaoh decided he did not want to lose his slaves. He and his Egyptian soldiers started after the Jews. God closed the waters of the Red Sea as Pharaoh and his soldiers entered. The Jews came to desert terrain. Sometimes they struggled to find water and complained to God and Moses. God provided water, quail, and manna. Challenges continued. Some people chose to trust God's provision. Some did not and suffered consequences. God led them to Mount Sinai, where he delivered to Moses the Ten Commandments and guiding rules for the new nation. With God's guidance, they could make choices for worship of God, dietary procedures, and a justice system. What would they do?
Next week, we close this series and ask you to join us via radio or thisweekstory.com.